Welcome to the Tiba Purpose Lived podcast series, in conversation with Gia Whitehead, Tiba Business School co-founder and chairperson.
Welcome again to the Tiba Purpose Lived podcast series. I have Karen with us today, who is a Tiba graduate and is going to share her beautiful Purpose Lived story with us today. Karen, tell us a bit about yourself, how you got to where you are and what you're doing.
Hey, everybody. Gia, thank you so much for having me, and Tiba. I really appreciate it. So the name is Karen Olivier. I am actually honored to be called a Tiba graduate. I graduated in 2015, and from the start of my career, I was lucky enough and I was grateful enough to have a versatile background in terms of careers. I went from a junior buyer to a systems auditor to a life coach, a facilitator. I even lectured at Tiba. And now currently I am in the funeral field as a undertaking administrator. So I had quite the experience, and none of my careers actually matches with the next one. But however, I feel that the skills that I've built and all the leadership skills that I've honed up until this point has grown me into the person that I am today.
Fabulous. And it shows that you're able to be flexible and diverse and move around and use those skills wherever you go. So Karen, tell me about Purpose Lived. What does that mean to you? And do you feel like you know what your purpose is or are living that?
Great question. Actually, when you guys knocked on my door, it was about a month ago, and I was sitting with a friend amongst the table, and I was asking this question: what is my purpose? What is next for me in life? Especially having come from different careers, I have always been in the mode of seeking what's next for me, or chasing this thing, what we call purpose. I had to go through a series of learning and unlearning that purpose is not what I came to learn it to be. Purpose is not a prison sentence. It is a passport. It's a plane ticket. It is not a one deal thing, like my purpose in life is to be a manager or supervisor. It's not a career field. It is not a job. It's not the car you own. It is not the status or your financial situation. And learning that was a series of events for me where I came to the conclusion that purpose has always been there. That fire has always been there for me specifically. And purpose is what I choose in this moment in time to do. Do I choose happiness regardless of trials and tribulations? What is the next thing that I choose? I can say at this point in time, it is God-given that I waited a month for this podcast to actually take off, because I went through that series of questioning and now I truly understand what my purpose is, and I can say fully I am living in my purpose.
Beautiful. And it shows that it's something in you that is a strength or a courage that also helps you make that, it's a reflection inside around where you're going and what you're doing. And the fact that you're sitting here today means that we believe that you've lived that in some way. So Karen, how do we inspire others to live their purpose or find their purpose?
Thank you for the question. So I would say it starts by the individual. Like, we as individuals in today's life, we have our own purpose. What makes me happy doesn't make you happy. What gives me fire doesn't give you fire. So you need to really sit down and ask yourself, what is my why? Why do I wake up every day? Why do I feel the burn in my soul to go to that job that I want to go, or to do, or to serve the community. What is it that sparks me? What is your why? And the moment you sit down and you reflect upon those thoughts, and it is there. We all have a gift, an intrinsic gift within us that we are born with. It is a gift that is God gifted, divinely gifted. No one can take it away from you. That is your purpose. And ultimately, I feel there is no hurry. You're not in a hurry to discover your purpose. Take time, let it unravel, because it's all part of the journey.
And sometimes you're living it without knowing, or sometimes you haven't found it yet.
Mm-mm.
What about those moments when you're quiet, or when you're not working, or when you're at your, you know, feeling sad or stressed? You know, what are those the moments that we really do go down to reflect and discover? And how do you keep going and feel positive and move forward?
That's a beautiful question. And I am privileged to have those moments where I was at a point and I was crying and I was like, I'm 25 and I feel like I'm going nowhere. I feel like I'm stagnant in life. And in those moments, if you are lucky enough to have a support system around you, that support system can tell you, look at what you have accomplished. If you don't have a support system, look at what you have accomplished, everything that you've been through, all the mountains that you have over, that you've been through, that you have moved, all the chapters. If I think about university wasn't easy. Transitioning from high school to university, no one can prepare for you in that life. Most importantly, transitioning from university to the workplace, there is no one can prepare you for that. So you don't know what obstacles lies ahead of you. And that's the beauty of life, the uncertainty of it. And if you find yourself in that moment of your lowest lows, you need to find it in yourself to appreciate the moments of your highest highs, because everything in life needs to go down before it goes up. So what I tell myself, if this is happening to me, at the end of that door, there is a bigger breakthrough waiting for me. That is what I tell myself. And I allow myself to feel what I need to feel. I cry. If you feel like despondent or you feel disappointed, feel what you need to feel. Cry it out. Because once you get that negativity out of your system, you need to ultimately flush it out. Find ways to feed your positivity and to starve your negativity. And that's basically what I can say to the collective.
Yeah, it takes vulnerability and being willing to embarrass yourself or to, you know, face mm-hmm. those realities. And who in your life do you see as role models or people that are living their purpose that have inspired you?
Okay, so definitely the first person that comes to me is my father. He's always been a hero for me. Like, I can talk and I can cry, but he's always been a hero for me in terms of always telling me, you know what, Dad, you have the blueprint to parenthood. Like, he is the parent that gives you that, how can I say, the space to make mistakes. When I'm going through the most in life and he's the person and I'm running to it and I'm like, Dad, what do I do now? What decision do I need to make now? He's like, you're a big girl. You know what is right and you know what is wrong. And for me, through his leadership skills and his parentship skills, I've ultimately grown into the woman that I am. My mother as well has been a good support system. And I've gained that confidence in making decisions because they were supporting me, but they were never like, you need to do this and you need to do that. So looking at my father and the life that he has lived, the challenges that he's been through. We were in a situation like in 2007 when there was a recession in the country, where my parents lost their job and we lost everything. We lost the house. And my father in that moment, he was resilient. He was that ball that bounced back off the wall. He said that I'm going to make a living no matter what. Even though I lost my job and I lost my house, today he is a successful business owner. And he made it possible in the odds of everybody telling him, you won't be able to make it in the industry because in this industry you will need experience, you will need a networking. You can't just come into the industry and persevere or move from point A to point B. But he made it work with resilience, with perseverance. And for me, looking at him now, he can be sick to you, I'm not lying to you. He has that passion in his soul to wake up every day to do what he needs to do. He has a passion that's burning inside of him. He has passion, he has compassion, and he has absolute passion, patience for what he do. So looking upon him, and there's many other role models, but he's the first person that comes to mind and will always be the hero and the hero journey.
So cool. And I can see you have that in you too. so you must use
Thank
that.
You. Thank you,
Karen,
so much.
I think a theme that's really coming through around purpose is also around family and community and mm-hmm. having that support and people that are there to guide you, and that we're not alone. We have to go down to that humanness to connect with people, and that's why we're here. And that's yes. a beautiful thing. And so, yeah, just moving away from all of that and the serious, what do you do for fun? What excites you?
That's a nice question. Puzzles, actually. Puzzles and the occasional Netflix and chilled, but mostly puzzles. I like a challenge. Seeing the bigger picture and like reinventing the bigger picture in the small pieces. So that's what I do for fun. That's what I love.
And how it all fits together and solving.
100%, 100%.
Karen, what is on your bucket list? Like, where do you want to go? If you could, like, choose any, whether it's a career or whether it's where you see yourself in 5, 10, 20 years' time, where do you see that going?
I say what's on my bucket list is nothing phenomenal, but I would like to travel to America one day. I had the privilege of going to Europe, but I would like to extend my passport and go to specifically California. I don't know what it is about California, but it's just like attraction for me.
And very cool. And what is it about? Is it around travel and seeing new things? And in terms of work, where do you see yourself going?
Good question. In terms of work, I would like to stay in the field that I'm currently in, facilitating. I want to study further, do my PGDIP and my PhD so that I can be a lecturer or professor. So I love lecturing, and that is my passion, especially working with youth. So that's what I see for myself in the long term, in career-wise.
How do you feel about the environment and the speak about world and climate change? And do we work together with solving the people problems that we face as well as the environment? What are your thoughts on that?
So my thoughts in terms of the environment is that at the end of the day, the human being, we all are body, mind, and soul. And in order to survive, we need to survive in an environment that is able to give us sufficient oxygen to the body so that the body can be the vehicle to the soul. And for me, I feel that as a conscious entrepreneur, one also needs to be environmentally conscious, because like I say, like sometimes I sit down and I say, not to be all doom and gloom, but look at the situation that we're sitting in now with load shedding. What is going to happen to future generations? And then the question asked, awaken, is that what can we do now to change the current situation that we're in? So whether it's climate change, whether it's pollution, I feel that we all has, as an individual, has the responsibility to be conscious. If you are loitering or littering, you are creating pollution or climate change, you are then contributing to a world where your body won't be able to survive in the long run. So basically that's for me, how can you be conscious? And specifically you, there is only so much that we can do. And I feel the notion of drop in the ocean can make a difference. Even if you, the only person that don't litter, that don't loiter, that don't throw your plastic in the sea, you make a difference. Because at the end of the day, if your children or your spouse see you living the right, you will be living the right way and doing the right thing. You will be a change. You will create a change, and you will be a catalyst in a change of creation. So that's how I feel. I feel purpose and the environment, the body, the soul, and the mind, it's all interlinked and it can't act on its own.
I'm setting an example and going back to leadership and how we can live and do what we feel is right as a start, and how that and inspire others to lead in a socially responsible way. Karen, do you think that there's hope?
I do. Interesting that my father's business is New Hope Funeral Fund, and the slogan is hope in hopeless situations. So hope has always been a value and a belief of me. I feel there is always hope, and it's up to you to choose hope. At the end of the day, we can only make a certain decisions in life, but there is hope. I feel there's hope for this world, and there's hope for the people and humanity. There is hope for the collective. I truly believe in that.
And what conversations do you have with your friends when you're out and about? What kind of topics do you discuss and speak about?
That's a good question. So it's mostly relationships, relationships with self, how relationship with self can manifest in a relationship with others. So if you don't love yourself, how can you expect to love the next person? So I don't know, I love talking about relationships and bringing it back to self, and bringing it back to responsibility towards yourself and self-love. That's like conversations that I absolutely love talking about, and I can go on for years.
And do you believe that if you love yourself and you have a clear purpose, that you'll also live longer and healthier life?
I do believe. I actually had this conversation with someone in the staff room just an hour ago, where I said, you don't look like your age. And that shows to me that you are living the life. And if only people knew that you need to live the life, even if you're working a 9-to-5, take your money, or don't even take your money, go to the beach, go on a vacation, go on a run, go on a walk, get out of the house, don't sit in front of the TV, because if you love your life, do small tasks to show yourself how much you love yourself. Because we are quick to do things for other people. We are quick to pray for other people, but do we pray for ourselves? Do you give yourself self-love? And I feel if you can find the recipe to loving yourself, it's a continuous journey. I don't say you can immediately love yourself. is a lot of years of unpeeling of the onion to do before you get into the bottle. But if you can love yourself or learn to love yourself, and you can learn to find what drives you in life, definitely you can live a life, a longer life.
With balance.
Yes.
Aaron, what music do you listen to? What gets you going or makes you think about the world or yourself and ask questions?
Ajia, I love you. You ask the
you
best
look
questions.
Like someone who likes good music.
No, I truly do. I truly do. Oh, music. Music is my jam. I love all types of music. It depends on my mood. So when I'm in a reflective state, then I would listen to like Sabrina, Claudia, like slow jams or jazz. And when I'm like in a hype state or when I'm about to exercise, I will listen to like fun beats, Shake It Off, like Taylor Swift, or it's coming to my mind right now. But I love R&B, I love reggae, I love everything, house, all of it, all of above, Afrikaans music, everything. It's all dependent on my mood, what I feel for the day, if I need upbeat or if I need low beat. And what I love about music, it helps me stimulate my creativity. So you said like it helps you think. So what I find when I'm listening to songs like Civil War, like this, like almost poetic, I find myself writing poetry. And that's sort of a hobby that I do, but never kind of mentioned. But yeah, that's what I love.
Beautiful. And that's being in touch with you and able to take that time. Yeah, and really understand yourself.
Yes, beautiful. I agree.
Karen, so yeah, I've got so many questions. If there was something you could leave and share for your peers or your colleagues or friends in terms of living a purposeful life, what message would you like to give?
Let me think about that one. I will say, be yourself. Against all odds, be yourself. Always choose to be yourself. Always choose to love yourself. We live in a society where we on the edge and we're watching other people achieve or be successful. But everybody has their own journey. Just because the grass looks greener on the other side doesn't mean that it's always greener. And maybe it is green. And as a person, you can be happy for that person. And when you truly grow as an individual is when you can be grateful for what you have in life. It doesn't matter what it is, so long you have food on your table, shelter over your head, a bed to sleep at night. Your circumstances is certainly better than the next person. So appreciate what you have, because sometimes we tend to be in like that person's circumstances is better than mine. That person's circumstances is better than mine. But your circumstances is also better than someone. And just that in its own, appreciate that, be grateful for that. And again, coming back to self-love, do small things, whether it is washing in salt or washing in Epsom salts and putting on candles and listening to your favorite music. Do small things to show yourself some love. Make time for yourself. That is where you find the essence of you. That is where you find your purpose in life. And yes, if the biggest thing that you can do for yourself is to forgive others, whether they hurt you, you don't need to forgive them directly. Forgive them in your heart and forgive yourself most importantly, because forgiveness makes you release yourself from all grudges and all hurt and everything that was done to you that wasn't, that you know you didn't deserve. But take every lesson in life and let it be, and let it lead your path towards greatness. Let it lead your path towards your purpose and towards your ultimate journey in life. That's me.
Karen, thanks for opening up and sharing your story and really living your purpose and values. And we're proud of you for getting to where you are today and still being part of the Tuba family. So thank you so much for your time. Great to chat to you.
Thank you so much, Gia. I absolutely appreciate you.